So Dorothy famously said, we're not in Kansas anymore, when she landed in the land of Oz, but she might have been speaking of the state of Illinois.
Let us remember that we are not Alice in Wonderland. We're not the Red Queen. We do not sentence first and then do the verdict. Illinois frontier days are long in the past. Frontier justice will not prevail in this proceeding. A rush to judgment does not serve the people of the state well.
Alice in Wonderland or Wizard of Oz, whatever your metaphor, that's Illinois State Representative Barbara Flynn Curry describing the stalemate situation that now is taking hold in the state of Illinois as legislators attempt to debate what to do about Governor Blagojevich, who shows no signs of considering resignation. He's hired an attorney. It's not even clear if he can be impeached. The special election that was the idea last week as to how to deal with this is suddenly on hold. Joining us to explain all of this is Amanda Vinicky, who's a State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio. And, you know, as a prediction of what could have happened in Illinois state government, this has to be one for the books, Amanda.
You know, I do think that it was widely predicted that at some point Rod Blagojevich was going to get in some trouble with the feds. But all of what's come out, I think, is astonishing to everyone at this point.
The hiring of this attorney seems to be a line in the sand for the legislature in the sense that Blagojevich is signaling that he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
You know, Rod Blagojevich is known as a fighter. He's known for being very defiant. And I think that, yes, his obviously he needs an attorney to fight the criminal charges that he will be facing. But in terms of bringing in this high-profile attorney to the impeachment hearings, I do think that that could be a sign he's going to fight them and that this is going to be one very long, drawn-out process when everybody just wishes that the governor would resign. You hear from all the legislators, please just go and make this all stop for the taxpayers, for us, for you. I do think that this is a sign that we're going to be seeing some cross-examinations, perhaps, and like I said, a drawn-out process before this committee concludes. And then there's a whole lot that has to go after even this committee makes a decision on impeachment.
Well, some tough language from Edward Jensen, who's the lawyer hired, a very well-known legendary attorney in Chicago, who said, we're not agreeing to impeachment. If you read these transcripts closely, referring to the Fitzgerald transcripts, you'll find that nobody did anything. People are just talking, and that's not against the law. He's daring the legislature and Patrick Fitzgerald to prove all this stuff.
You know, and I do think it's something when this affidavit came out, everybody was reading it, and it's 76 pages long, and it's got a lot of some bad language and the governor making deals, allegedly, and people were shocked. But it is a lot of talk, and there has been some criticism that Patrick Fitzgerald said that he hurried to bring these out and make them public before Rod Blagojevich could make an appointment in exchange for money, before he could do anything wrong. And yet, maybe some people are thinking, I've read reports from legal experts and analysts that say, you know, maybe this is going to put a clinch in all this because, again, it's talk, no action.
And
so
there, but there are series
going to go on.
And that's an enormous question. And obviously, he's hired a lawyer that's beyond competent to address some of those issues. But there are multiple charges. And for each one, there's some discussion as to how strong one is versus the other. But the bottom line is, politically, last week, it sounds like everyone was stunned. This week, it's like, oh, impeachment is a little bit more complicated. It's never happened in the state of Illinois where a governor has been impeached. It sounds like it's going to be far trickier than initially, at least politicians hoped. But secondarily, you have this Republican issue, right, which is now they've launched a campaign lobbying for a special election. You want to tell us about that?
Sure. You know, Republicans in the state of Illinois have really been very down and out. Democrats control everything, which is why you see from the governor's office on down, all of the statewide constitutional officers, the House, the Senate. And so I think the Republicans are capitalizing on this opportunity to say, hey, we need to elect somebody from the GOP in Illinois, because look at what Democrats have done with the trust that you, the voters, have given them. And they're saying with this special election, especially, after these allegations first came out against the governor, there were widespread calls from Democrats, including President Obama and Senator Dick Durbin, saying we should hold a special election instead to fill Obama's now vacated seat. Democrats are backing off, and a lot of people say, you know, it sure as heck looks as if Democrats are afraid that they're going to lose that seat. So that's what Republicans are airing commercials. They're really trying to make big hay out of that.
Well, Amanda, here's Illinois Representative Sue Bassey, who is actually talking about the opportunity that this potentially represents, and it's kind of in dire terms. Here's Sue Bassey.
We are in a situation where we have a state that has been immobilized by the current situation brought about by the allegations against the governor. We have a state in crisis that cannot pay its bills. And if the governor would do the right thing and resign, then the action of this committee would be unnecessary.
Now, she sounds sort of downbeat there, but there's a certain smile behind the words. And I'm wondering if there are already consequences to the state of Illinois from everything that's gone on.
You know, I think that there are consequences just in the attention being drawn away from this, in the sense that a lot of people are saying that, you know, even if the governor is proven innocent of all of these charges, he clearly is having to fight them. And that means that he can't be dealing with the business of the state of Illinois and all of those kind of major budget issues and social issues that are in the state right now if he's fighting charges. And then also, I think you see a material consequence in that Illinois' bond rating has been dropped by Fitch. And that means that Illinois has had to go forward because of this budget issue that we're in. Illinois is very behind on paying its bills to doctors, healthcare, social service providers, and so took out a loan basically to help pay these bills more on time. And the state treasurer says that it's cost Illinois now $20 million is the cost of corruption, he is saying, in the sense that Because the bond rating dropped, we had to pay more for interest.
Bond rating drops, the delay, it all costs money. Amanda Vinicky, thanks so much for joining us. Amanda Vinicky is a State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio, and she joined us from Springfield.
Not going to be a quick, simple answer to those issues in Illinois. No. But here at The Takeaway, it is quick and simple. We're talking about predictions all day long. And listen to what this listener predicted.
Good morning. This is Mark calling from Massachusetts. And my prediction was that The Takeaway was going to be an utter disaster. I was actually upset because I thought they were taking away Morning Edition from me. I now find that I listen to The Takeaway religiously. As a matter of fact, I have a system set up to record it in case I don't quite catch the whole thing.
Well, Thank you, Mark. We like his prediction.
We'll hold you to that one. And here's your takeaway.
Stand aside, David Beckham. There's a new person who could be wearing the boot and throwing the boot at the same time.
That's Mark Borkowski, British publicist and the author of The Fame Formula, talking about the man who threw his shoes at President Bush. But on that fame segment, Emily was offended and said to look at this lightly through the lens of 15 minutes of fame is insulting to Iraqis and others who do not hold the administration's views of U.S. actions in Iraq. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.